Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and I've got a question about your dog or maybe your cat. Does it suffer from anxiety? If it does, you've probably tried every treatment option in the book, which might have you wondering about whether CBD oil, an option you may not have tried, is a safe option to try. Well, we'll get you some answers today as we visit with veterinarian Dr. Carrie Donahue, back with us to field your questions about CBD oil. At least to begin the show, we'll take other health-related questions as well with her as we move along. She owns and founded Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care, located on Monroe Street in Madison. Dr. Carrie, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, as you listen to Dr. Carrie, I hope you'll join in with your own questions. We're beginning with CBD oil. Have you tried it? How did it go with your pet? What questions do you have about treatment approaches that use CBD oil? Love to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us at ideas@wpr.org. You know, I started by saying, if you've tried it, give a call and tell us your experiences. There probably aren't that many people out there who have tried it yet, but let's get to some of the basics. Give us a fuller understanding of what CBD oil is and maybe isn't.
Oh, okay. Well, CBD is short for cannabidiol, and cannabidiol, or CBD, is the active component of the hemp plant. And the hemp plant is otherwise known as cannabis sativa. So the CBD is an extract from that plant that has medicinal properties. It's kind of like a medicinal herbal. And it's extracted almost like an essential oil that's put into a tincture or an oil that can be taken and then has an effect on the body that way. The biggest thing to kind of keep in mind is cannabis sativa, which is the hemp plant, is also marijuana.
Yeah.
So that's a big distinction to be made. Although it's the same plant, there are two different cultivars, or actually there are more than two, but different cultivars that separate marijuana from hemp. And the active ingredient in marijuana is called THC. And THC is what is regulated and classified here in Wisconsin as a drug. And that is the component that can cause psychoactive
And issues. Not a part of CBD.
It is not a part of CBD. No.
Mm-mm. Well, I know a few people who've tried it on themselves with actually with some good result. How's it being used to treat pets?
Boy, I use it in so many different situations in pets. And you had mentioned anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the top recommendation that I give to pet owners who are looking for sort of a holistic, non-medication treatment for anxiety in their animals. And it really works very well, just in calming without sedating, but just kind of taking the edge off and helping animals be less restless, even less aggressive in some situations, but definitely having less anxiety.
Has it worked, or have you seen it work? Maybe you haven't had the opportunity yet, but there are animals that are storm phobic, for example.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about CBD oil is that you can use it for situations. You know, you don't have to give it a week prior and have it build up in the system. You can give it an hour before, you know, you might expect a storm or fireworks or something like that, and it will have a positive effect.
Oh, very good. Is it and safe for all pets, or at least dogs and cats? Or?
It is really, really safe for dogs and cats. And the thing is that all mammals, humans, dogs, cats, we have something called an endocannabinoid system in our body that is tied in with the nervous system. And so we all have receptors for these cannabinoids. So it's very, very safe and for dogs and cats and really all pets in general to take the CBD oil, and it can, you know, work on those receptors and help to moderate and the nervous system and the immune system and a lot of different areas in the body that it can help.
So you probably don't want to give them a bath in it. Is there some dosage recommendation for, you know, based on maybe the size of the animal? Or
right, yeah. And that's something where, you know, there does need to be more research done on effective doses for different medical issues, anxiety, arthritis, seizures, GI issues, liver and kidney issues, all of that. That's where the studies really need to be done. But as far as we know, it's very, very safe. And I usually recommend starting at a very low dose for your pet and kind of work up from there until you get to the lowest effective dose. So kind of ballpark thinking about a starting dose for a pet would be around what they recommend, 0.5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight.
Okay. And how is it then? So is it administered? Do they drink it or eat it, or you rub it on them, or what do you?
Well, the way that it's best absorbed into the body is through the mucous membrane. So that's why if somebody buys CBD oil itself, you get a little bottle of the oil with a dropper, and it's best given directly into the mouth. So it's absorbed through the mucous membranes in the mouth. I also have it in the form of a transdermal cream, which is something that you can apply to your pet's skin, and it gets absorbed into the body that way.
Can you put it on kibble, for example?
You can, but the biggest thing to think about with bioavailability in CBD oil is that if it goes with food directly down into the stomach, it's going to have to work with the stomach acid, and then it gets transported to the liver, metabolized through the liver, so it's not as available to the body. So it's best absorbed directly in the mouth, and I usually recommend just doing it away from food.
Yeah, that makes some sense. And, you know, mm-hmm. dogs or cats, some of them just gulp everything down.
So right. I know you're always hoping for that because, and the nice thing is it really doesn't taste that bad to a lot of pets. It's not bitter. It really just tastes like whatever the carrier oil is that it's preserved in, whether that's coconut oil, olive oil, hemp seed oil. So it really tastes like that. When I give it to my dog, she doesn't like me putting the dropper directly in her mouth. So I put the dropper of oil in the palm of my hand and then she licks it right up. Uh-oh. So that's ideal and it works great.
Oh, I wonder about that for Coco, my cat, who doesn't like anything near its mouth if it isn't.
I know, yes.
Food.
And usually what I end up doing for cats is recommending the transdermal cream. So if it's difficult to get them to take anything by mouth, you can take this cream and then you just apply it to the inside of their ear flap where there is no fur, and then it works well that way. And then you're not trying to force them to take anything orally.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to stop over and see if for some of that cream.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there are lots of questions for you out here. And you've had, just before we go to the calls, you've had some successes with this, I mean, with patients' animals.
Oh, my gosh. I have been using it probably for about 2 years.
Oh.
And I first started using CBD oil as an adjunct treatment for animals that had seizures. And that's kind of when CBD really started to become on my radar as a treatment for seizures, whether in replacement of pharmaceutical medications or in addition to medications to try to lower the amount of medications that animals were getting. And it worked so well, and I continue to use it as probably a first-line treatment if an animal comes into me that has seizures, that aren't that frequent, maybe once or twice a month. CBD oil is what I recommend across the board.
And reports back have been good then?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. The other main reason that I use it is for arthritis, osteoarthritis in older animals, almost as an alternative to some of the pain medications that are available that might have side effects on some of the organ systems in the body. CBD oil doesn't have any of those side effects. So it's very safe and it's very effective as an alternative to medications for arthritis.
Do you, now, obviously you offer it for sale in your practice. Is this, Eric in Beaver Dam was wondering, where do you get it for your pets? Do all vets offer it? Is it mainstream?
Yeah, I don't think that a lot of conventional veterinary practices offer it. I always do think it's a good idea, though, if a pet owner is interested in getting CBD oil, to talk to their veterinarian about it and find a good source for buying it. The problem is that now, because it's becoming so popular for humans and pets, a lot of companies are popping up, spending a lot of money on marketing. And if you go online, go on the internet, you will just be inundated with different companies selling CBD oil. So there are a couple of brands that I use, that I know, and that I trust, that I recommend. So I do think it's good to go through a health professional when you are looking at CBD oil, just to find a brand that you know has kind of been vetted almost through them.
Yeah. What do you mind talking about the ones that you use or recommend?
Yeah, a couple of brands. One of them, the first one that I started out using for seizures was from a company called Canna Pet, and their website is canna-pet. They sell direct to consumers as well as to veterinarians. But the brand that I've really started to use, and, you know, because I get reports back from pet owners saying, oh, this one was very effective, this one not so much. So the brand that I really use currently is from a company called Wabe, and it's W-A-A-Y-B as in boy. They are based out of Colorado. Everything that they grow is organic, directly on their farm. And I know the owners, and I think that's important, just knowing where it comes from, where it's grown, that it is organic, because that is also important. Those are a couple of the brands that I use.
W-A-A-Y-B.
That is it, yes.
Wabe. Interesting. Well, we have callers online with questions for you. Rowan in Janesville, it's your turn. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to comment that I've been using CBD oil with our dogs for probably about a year now, maybe a little bit longer. And the reason why I started using it was one of our dogs has anxiety, and he was on like 80 milligrams of Prozac, and now we haven't been able to completely take him off from the Prozac, but we have been able to substantially lower it, though, down to about 40 milligrams, and use the CBD oil in conjunction with that, too. And
excellent.
It worked really, really good. We really like it.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that.
Thanks very much for calling. So there's a positive vote for it, for sure.
I know. And that is, you know, what the caller mentioned, using CBD oil in conjunction with medications. Mm-hmm. It works very well, so you can decrease the amount of medication that your pet might be getting.
Thanks again, Rowan. Sandy in Eau Claire, let's go to you next. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I'm having trouble hearing you right now.
Okay. Well, we're here, and we can hear you well, so go ahead.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make a comment also. My daughter and her family live in Colorado Springs, and Pele, their golden retriever, had been doing acupuncture for probably about 9 months on her spine because she was, you know, having some, probably that osteoarthritis. They spend their summers back here in Wisconsin. So Allie was concerned and subsequently ended up, her vet gave her, I'm pretty sure it was pill form of the CBD, which she took all summer. And she was out chasing deer and digging moles and whatever. And I should probably mention she's 15 and a half years old.
Wow.
So really good results.
Yeah, they're pretty pleased. And she still had some anxiety during the fireworks, so it didn't do so much for that, but it did great for her back legs and so on. So good job. I'm glad I'm glad more vets are considering this for animals as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sandy, thanks for calling. Comment from you?
Karen? Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad to hear that as well. You know, and using the CBD in combination with doing the acupuncture, and that's what I hear from a lot of pet owners is, you know, older dogs, and boy, you think about that, 15 and a half years old is just amazing by itself.
Yeah.
But to hear that that dog is running around and playing is just remarkable. So great, great to hear.
Thank you again for calling. Appreciate it. Dr. Carrie Donahue, our guest today. She is the owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care in Madison. You can join in. We've been talking about CBD oil, but we can take other questions as well about your pet's health at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Kate Archer Kent, our on-air producer today, Dave Potratz, our engineer. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about your pet's health today and zeroing in, at least to begin the show, by talking about CBD oil and how you might be able to use it for your pet, your cat, or perhaps your dog. Our guest, Dr. Carrie Donahue from Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care in Madison, our guest. And join in with your own questions, comments, or maybe your experiences to share at 1-800-642-1234. And, you know, before we go a little further, we probably should get back to marijuana for just a minute, because marijuana can be, as you were telling me, toxic to pets.
Toxic. Yeah, it can be very toxic to pets. So it's very, very important. And dogs actually have more receptors for THC, that psychoactive component, than humans do. So they're even more sensitive to the effects of marijuana. So it is important to kind of make the distinction between hemp and marijuana, whereas hemp with CBD is very safe. Marijuana with THC is not safe at all.
Not safe at all. So keep that in mind. Lucy in Brown Deer will give you a chance now. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, appreciate your call. What can we do for you?
Awesome. I have an 8-month puppy. We adore him. But he likes to chew on wood, and I'm wondering if you know why that is and how we can curb that. When he's outside, he'll chew on twigs and acorns and anything he can find. And inside, he's chewing on my dining room table.
Oh, my God. Oh, not good.
But Dr. Patricia McConnell always called dogs of that age a mouth with paws.
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, it is possible that your dog will kind of grow out of that habit potentially as it gets older. But I think probably the best thing to do would be maybe try to replace the wood with other things that they might be interested in chewing on potentially. Have you tried something like antlers?
No.
That is something. Antlers, you can get deer antlers, you can get elk antlers, quite a variety out there. But even just taking that, if it looks like your dog is going to chew on the table or some kind of wood type object inside, trying to distract it with something else. And I just think maybe an antler would be something, or, you know, something else that it might like to chew on. But when it's outside, I mean, that can be very difficult to really try to curb that activity besides just keeping a close eye on him and removing him from the situation.
Yeah, giving him something else to do that they might like better. Yeah, there we go. Thank you very much for calling. Marty from Douglas County called, couldn't stay with us, but she says a friend's cat had skin cancer and there were lesions on its back. Those areas The fur didn't grow in those areas. So they rubbed CBD oil on those lesions and had really good results. Now, she doesn't say what the results were.
I don't think
they cured cancer, but maybe in pain reduction.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I think that the studies have yet to show what CBD can really do for cancer. There have been some positive results in CBD, that cannabinoid going into the body and helping to stop the growth of cancer cells. It also can work on the immune system and strengthening the immune system so that the immune system can do what it should do, which is clear out any abnormal cells or any cancer cells before they turn into something like a growth or a mass. So it's good to hear. And there are topical preparations of CBD oil that you can use that are specifically to use on the skin, that you can use for hot spots, that you can use for scratches, burns, anything like that, that will help the skin to heal.
Let's take another call. This time we're going to Green Bay and talk to Ann. Hi, Ann. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I've just adopted a Puppy Mill Maltese, and I'm supposed to give her the heartworm tablet and the liquid flea and tick med. And it just seems like so much stuff for such a little bitty dog. And I'm wondering if there's something natural that I could use or an alternative.
Well, the good news is there are a lot of natural options for flea and tick repellents. So, and you know, we're kind of getting into the season where the ticks are active right now, but pretty soon they won't be as active as we move into the really cold weather. So my typical recommendation for pet owners is to stop giving flea and tick preventative in the winter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could go for maybe another month if you wanted to use the conventional flea and tick preventative. Or if you wanted to move to a natural alternative, the one that I like the best that I sell in my clinic is called Wonderside, and it is a cedar oil-based spray. And you spray that on your pet a couple times per week, and that prevents them from getting ticks and fleas. I mean, of course, nothing is 100%.
Sure.
And you still want to make sure that you're doing tick checks and flea checks at the end of every day. But that might be an alternative for such a small dog, at least for the rest of this season. And then kind of reassess and see where things are at in the springtime. And as far as heartworm preventative, that's one that you probably want to continue. I think if you gave the heartworm preventative and held off on the flea and tick, that would not be overwhelming for a small dog system.
All right. There we go. Thank you, Ann, for calling. Appreciate your call. And let's go to Jill in Hilton next. Hi, Jill.
Hello. It's actually Stoughton.
Stoughton. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. We have a 10-year-old golden retriever that is starting to show a little bit of arthritic pain. We currently give her glucosamine and fish oil on a daily basis, and I'm wondering whether CBD oil on a prophylactic basis would be a recommendation.
Oh, absolutely. And because we know that CBD oil helps to decrease inflammation in the body, I'm sure it would be effective, especially if you're starting to see signs of arthritis. I think the supplements that you have on board already are great. The glucosamine and the fish oil can also be very, very helpful for joint pain and inflammation. The next thing to add in CBD oil would be perfect.
There you go. Thank you very much for calling. And would you do that topically in this case, or
the CBD oil? In that case, I would probably do the oil that you give orally.
Oh, you would. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
you go. Jill, thank you for calling. And Deborah in Winona, Minnesota, on to you now.
Hi. I have a 14-year-old cat who has IBD, which he takes budesonide for, mm-hmm. and he also has allergies and arthritis. And what I'm concerned about is the pain for the from the arthritis. The vet has tried gabapentin. He said that was the only thing he could give him. And I'm wondering if CBD oil would work for that.
Yes. Yeah. I believe that the CBD oil would be effective for pain associated with the arthritis. and also the IBD.
What is IBD, by the way?
IBD is inflammatory bowel disease. Mm-hmm. So inflammation in the GI tract, it's a common issue with cats, and it can present as either diarrhea, it can present as constipation, it can even have some upper GI signs like vomiting or nausea. So that's where I think CBD might be effective in if there is any vomiting involved, any nausea, any inappetence. CBD can be effective. And like I said before, with the inflammation. So inflammatory bowel disease, you have massive inflammation in the GI tract. And the budesonide that you're giving will help with that. But the CBD may also have an effect.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling. You can join in too, by the way. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Let's go to Libby in La Crosse next. Hi, Libby. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for hosting this topic.
Mm-hmm.
My question relates to dosage. I have two medium-sized dogs, one with epilepsy, one with anxiety and skin allergies. My parents have a larger pit bull who's older with arthritis. And then I have a brother with a very small mini miniature breed with anxiety. And we've all experimented with CBD, getting positive results. But our question always relates to dosage and the size of the dogs.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of those things where, you know, I think as studies come out more and more, we'll have more information on what dosages work for specific conditions. What I can say is typically a starting dose of 0.5 milligrams per kilogram. And so thinking about 1 kilogram is 2.2 pounds. If you take the weight of your animal in pounds, divide it by 2.2, and then multiply that times 0.5 as a starting dose, going up to about 2 milligrams per kilogram. So say you have a 50-pound dog, the 0.5 milligrams per kilogram would come out at around 10 to 11 milligrams of CBD oil. And I do think it's important to find a CBD oil that is made specifically for pets, mm-hmm. because human CBD oils, while they are safe for animals, typically the concentrations are much higher. So it's hard to kind of extrapolate that down to a pet size or a dog size, and especially a cat size. So thinking about for a 50-pound dog, a dosage range from about 10 milligrams up to 40 milligrams would be appropriate. So hopefully that kind of helps, but really kind of getting a CBD oil that's made for pets, and they typically give dosages on the bottle depending on the concentration and starting at the low end and then increasing from there. It is given twice a day.
Oh, twice a day. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go, Libby. I hope that helps. Thanks very much for calling. Let's turn to Dawn in Toma next. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. We have a Black German Shepherd Mountain Fur mix, and we had him allergy tested, and he has a book of allergies. Mm. And we have him on Apoquil, which is very expensive, and I'm wondering if CBD might be an alternative to that. It's the only thing we found that works for him.
Oh, boy. Yeah, in allergy season, at least the environmental allergies are starting to wind down outside. It's been a rough season, I will say that. And a lot of pets are relying on Apoquil, which is a medication that kind of tones down the immune system response. While I think CBD oil might be helpful to add in to help you decrease the amount of Apoquil that you are giving, I don't know, and it's not been my experience with dogs that have allergies, that CBD oil by itself is enough to replace the Apoquil, unfortunately.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Dawn, for calling. Appreciate your call. What about a kitty with urinary tract infections?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I have not really used CBD oil in that situation for urinary tract infections. We do know that it helps with inflammation. I think if I used it for a cat, I would use it to help support and boost their immune system. But I would also use something like antibiotics, you know, to help treat the infection quickly. I would support the pet with probiotics while I gave the antibiotics and for a period of time after, and then the CBD oil to help support the immune system.
Makes sense.
Yeah, multi-prong approach for most issues. That's always important.
Karen in Eau Claire, thank you for calling.
Hi. I have a question about allergies as well. I have about a 13-year-old English setter, and for some reason, he has developed allergies. I had to use, like, prednisone or whatever to, you know, serious, because he was really bad before I decided to bring him in. Anyways, so what... I mean, I take cetirizine for my own allergies. I mean, what's a medicine over the counter that a dog can have?
Well, you can always do the antihistamines for dogs. In my experience, they have not been that effective unless it's almost like a low-level allergy. So a little bit of scratching, a little bit of licking the paws here and there. That's where I find that the antihistamines that you can get over-the-counter are most effective. Do you know offhand what your dog has shown to be allergic to?
I didn't have him tested. And so I was really concerned that it was heartworm because of the way he was coughing. And she did the heartworm test and said it's not heartworm, it's allergies. And so she treated him, and he was coughing so bad. That poor dog couldn't get sleep or anything. He was just coughing, and he was gagging, and it was just terrible. And I was so afraid that he was not, you know, that it was heartworm. So anyways, we didn't test him. I have lots of animals, and I just can't afford to go and do all that. I have horses, too. So she said, let's try this. And it worked really well. We had to do, like, you know, twice a day for 4 days and blah, blah, blah. I just thought, to support him, what could I do from here on out for just a couple weeks here?
Right, yeah, I know, and that's the thing. Sometimes allergies in animals will show up as upper respiratory signs, coughing, even like that gagging, excess phlegm in the throat area, discharge from the eyes and the nose. It can show up in a variety of different ways. So, you know, thinking about what can you do to help support your dog's immune system, and specifically to help support the respiratory system. There is an herbal tincture that I use, and it's called RespiCalm, and it is by the company Animal Essentials, and it's an herbal tincture. It has mullein, it has black cherry, and it has licorice. I believe it also has slippery elm. All of those herbs are really great for the mucous membrane. So for the trachea, if your dog is coughing, that can help decrease the inflammation in the respiratory tract and decrease the amount of phlegm. My approach might be doing something like RespiCalm, an herbal tincture, and doing an over-the-counter antihistamine. So the combination of the two together and seeing how that would work for your dog for the rest of the season.
There you go. Thank you, Karen, for calling. Appreciate your call. What was it named again? What was the name?
It is called RespiCalm.
RespiCalm.
RespiCalm. RespiCalm.
All right.
RespiCalm. Yeah.
There we go. There you go, Karen. Thanks a lot for calling. Sue in Rhinelander.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Sue.
I have some information on some of the CBD oil. I rescued from a puppy mill. She was used for 5 to 7 years to pump out puppies, and she was afraid of absolutely everything. I've had her for four and a half months now, and she was panting out of control, just totally a mess. Anyway, I found at our health food store Innovative, Innovative, it's pet tincture with CBD. And this contains pumpkin oil, oat oil, coconut oil, and a full spectrum CBD hemp oil. And this has been, she gets 8 drops a day. She's only 11 pounds. And this has plus she gets car sick. And this seems to have settled down her fear of everything. She's more accepting. She was never touched. I was told in this mill she was never touched. So she was even afraid of him. And she's just about made 90% turnaround.
Wow.
And this oil is not real expensive. I think for this little bottle, I'm looking for the size, I think I paid about $23 or $29 because I didn't want to get a big bottle because I didn't know if it would make her sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have settled her down. It kind of put her body in more in a peace than being afraid of everything. So it is around. It's like I say, I got this at our health food store. And it's kind of affordable. You know, you give a little dose, and this bottle will last me for a long time.
And it was called, what was it called again?
The brand is Innovative CBD. It's called Pet Tincture, Full Spectrum Hemp Oil.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you familiar with that one,
Dr. Carrie? No, I am not familiar with that brand. But I'm glad that she's seeing the positive results. And that is the thing. For a small dog, it is very affordable. The bigger the dog, the less affordable it does become. But I'm really happy, and thank you for adopting a puppy mill dog. That is just wonderful, and taking the time and, you know, using this natural compound to help with the anxiety and the phobia and all of that and all of the work that you're doing. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much, Sue, for calling. Jenny in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Gary. My question is, I have two kitties about a year and a half old, and I have another rescue, a dog, and she's probably eight, but you never know. But anyway, my question is, with the CBD oil, which I believe in 100%, at least for humans, I've never tried it on my animals, is if there is absolutely nothing wrong with the animal medically that I'm aware of, is there a benefit for starting them on the CBD oil before anything happens?
Well, I think it's a good idea to think about, just because we know that the body has that endocannabinoid system. The body produces those cannabinoid compounds itself. We also get the cannabinoids from different vegetables that we might eat. But the problem is, a lot of us, a lot of our pets tend to be deficient in those cannabinoids. So even if you're not seeing any health issues, I think there is benefit in giving CBD oil to pets, just to provide kind of that full spectrum. There's never anything wrong with helping to support an animal's immune system, because we don't really know, you know, kind of like the immune challenges that they might face that we're not even aware of. And you think about vaccinating animals, and all of that can have an effect on the immune system. So that's where doing something like CBD oil might help, just to kind of keep everything happy and healthy and balanced.
There you go, Jenny. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Dr. Carrie Donahue, our guest today. She's owner and founder of A Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care, works out of Madison. What's your website, by the way?
It is fullcirclepet.com.
Fullcirclepet.com. I'm Larry Mueller. Dave Potratz, our engineer, on the Ideas Network. We're taking a look at your pet's health today with Dr. Carrie Donahue of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care in Madison. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for joining us today. Questions, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. We've been zeroing in on the use of CBD oil for your pet, and taking other questions as well. Greg in Stoughton has a question, I believe. Greg, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have two points I'd like to see if I can cover. I have a young golden retriever puppy. He's about 7.5 months old. We feed him raw, and we're very conscious about giving him any kind of medication. First point is that at 7.5 months old, he's 92 pounds. We do not overfeed him. We feed him based on the weight, so he gets roughly a pound and a half to 2 pounds of meat a day. And then the other question I had is, I guess the best way to explain it is that he has an abundance of energy. And it comes in spurts, usually at night when we're trying to get to sleep. And so I'm wondering, would you qualify that or classify that as being anxiety? And would that be a good thing for this oil? And then the weight issue, I think, is he growing too fast? Is it just a growth spurt or what?
90 pounds, 7.5 months old golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good size there.
Right, that is a pretty good size. And thinking about using the CBD oil for that anxiety that you're suspecting would definitely be something to try that would be all natural, without having any negative side effects. So I think it's worth giving it a try.
Is a pound and a half to, and now he feeds a raw diet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pound and a half to 2 pounds of meat a day?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would have to take a look at, kind of what would be the average. But I think with feeding raw food to dogs, a lot, and kind of thinking about the quantities, a lot of it depends on the animal's activity level and all of that. If you notice that your pet is gaining weight or losing weight, that gives you a good idea if you are feeding enough or not enough.
Yeah. And is that enough in the diet?
I wasn't clear on what exactly he was feeding. Was it just raw meat?
I think that's what he said.
Okay. Okay.
Greg, are you there?
Yeah, I am. He gets raw meat, yes. It's not ground up. It's regular. It's heart, kidney, liver, chicken, pork.
Okay, so a variety of things. You're kind of breaking up, so, Greg. Sounds like a variety of meats.
Okay. If you are feeding a raw diet to your pet, which I do think is very beneficial for a lot of animals, it is important to give them a variety. So not just muscle meat, but also, and it sounds like you're doing this, adding in organ meat like liver, kidneys, heart, that sort of thing. So they're getting the full spectrum of meat products. And also adding in a carbohydrate source, vegetables. I recommend doing a combination of all of those things so you provide a full spectrum of nutrients for your pet.
All right. There we go, Greg. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. And let's turn to Mike in Wentworth, Illinois next. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I just tuned into your show when you were talking about cats with irritable bowel, and I went, that's our cat. Uh-huh. We've had her, at the doctor for blood tests and everything else. And my question is, would you administer it to the cat, like with a syringe in the corner of the mouth? Can you do that? And then I missed the part about dosage also. And then where can you purchase it?
Mm-hmm. So you could certainly try just going directly into the mouth with a syringe. I will say that cats are notoriously difficult to do that to.
Yes.
I mean, it's not always easy. And I think, you kind of take into account how much of a struggle it is. If your cat is very willing to take it, go ahead and do it. But if it ends up being a fight every time that you're coming near the cat with a syringe, then I don't think it's worth it. And it's worth looking into different forms of delivery. And that's where doing the transdermal cream might really be the most beneficial for a cat, because then it doesn't bother them at all. It's nothing you're trying to force into them, and it has the same effect as if you gave it directly in the mouth.
So, and you said inside ear, inside the ear?
Inside the ear flap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where there is no fur, where it's just skin, and then it gets absorbed directly that way.
And where do we, and he was wondering again where these products are can be purchased.
Well, and I think the transdermal cream is, that's kind of like a newer thing that's on the market as far as CBD goes. The company that I mentioned before, which is called WAYB, W-A-A-Y-B, they offer the transdermal cream in a 5 milligram or a 10 milligram dosage. And for most cats, I start at 5 milligrams twice a day. So it's just one pump. It's a small amount of this cream that you apply twice a day.
All right, there you go, Mike. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. And let's give Alicia in Duluth, Minnesota a chance to join in. Hi, Alicia.
Good morning, Larry and Dr. Donahue. I am calling to find out whether Dr. Donahue has had any bunny patients who might benefit from pet CBD oil. I have a 12-year-old that I recently rehomed, and she's been pulling the hair out on her chest, and in doing a little research, it could be lack of protein, which I've amped up, or anxiety, or false pregnancy, and I just wondered if you've dealt with any bunnies.
I wish I could tell you that I have, but I have not. However, thinking about CBD oil as a potential treatment for the rabbit, and really there have not been any studies, as far as I know, using CBD oil for rabbits, but thinking about it as a natural, almost an I mean, it is an herb, a medicinal herbal that you can use really across the board. We know that, like I said before, all mammals have this endocannabinoid system. I don't think it would be detrimental if you tried even just a drop of CBD oil for your rabbit, whether you tried to give it orally or even, like we talked about before, applying it topically on the skin where he or she is pulling the fur out.
There you go. Thank you very much for calling. Is there a rabbit association or something online that someone that perhaps they've addressed that?
That might be the best place to go. I know that Wisconsin has the House Rabbit Society, and they have a website, and they have a lot of members and probably groups on Facebook that where, you know, you might be able to get in touch with somebody who actually has used CBD oil for their rabbits and get their experience.
Mm-hmm. There we go. On to Sheila in Tomahawk. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Yeah, I have a 6-year-old lab golden retriever mix. He's about 103 pounds, and he has elbow dysplasia in both elbows, front elbows, and he also has arthritis in his left AC joint pretty bad. Mm. My vet figured he had partially tore that AC joint, and I give him glucosamine, and I was wondering if the CBD oil would help with that because he is limping every now and then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might be the perfect addition, along with the glucosamine. And what kind of food are you feeding?
Diamond. He's on the Diamond Light because he was 127 pounds, and I can figure he's all that weight. He's a big dog. I mean, he's a big dog anyhow. And he's really starting to look good now that I've got him down to 103 was the last what I weighed him at.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
Excellent.
Starting to look pretty good.
Great. Yeah, and I believe that Diamond brand has a grain-free option. That was going to be my recommendation. If he's not on a grain-free food already, maybe looking into that because some of the grains that are in some of the foods like wheat and corn can contribute to inflammation in the body, which can make arthritis even more difficult. So I definitely think adding in the CBD oil would be excellent and could certainly help with the limping that you are seeing. Continue with the glucosamine. You might also think about adding in an omega-3 fatty acid supplement or a fish oil. That could also be helpful.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling. And Lilas in Stickleyville, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I have a 15-year-old African gray, and I'm wondering, he started plucking his feathers about 10 years ago, so it's been quite a while. I'm wondering if CBD oil could be used for something like that.
I wish I could say that I've used it in birds, and I just have not. So I don't really have the experience to be able to tell you yes or no. I don't think, like, you know, with a rabbit, I don't think it would be detrimental, but certainly it might be worth talking to other owners who might have used it for their pets, for their birds, just to see what their experiences might have been.
And again, it might be worth it to go online to that particular bird association. There mm-hmm. probably is one.
Right. Absolutely.
And take a look and see if people are reporting, you know, whether or not it's been working for birds.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Lilas. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Sue wrote in to say she has an epileptic dog. Her 9-year-old lab had a seizure disorder for the last 3 or 4 years and is on 2 medications to combat them. Excuse me. She also has a grain allergy and had a bout with pancreatitis. On a special diet, Sue knows a lot of owners who use CBD oil for their epileptic dogs. Do you recommend that?
Yes, I definitely recommend adding in CBD oil. I mentioned earlier that seizures are the thing that I started using CBD oil for and what I've seen it have the most positive effect. And what you can do is start adding in the CBD oil along with the medications that you are currently giving, and then potentially, depending on what you're seeing in your pet, you might be able to decrease the medications that you are giving, but certainly working with a veterinarian that is familiar with the medications and the CBD oil if you decide to make that transition.
There you go. Thank you very much for that question, that email. Appreciate it very much. Dr. Carrie Donahue, our guest today, she's the owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care in Madison. Provides a whole broad option of holistic and alternative care. So it's great to have her with us. She'll be with us right up until 12:30 today. We'll take a quick look now at the news, weather, find out what else is in store for us on the Ideas Network, and then we'll be back. So you stay with us. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller, and my guest today, taking a look at your pet's health, is Dr. Carrie Donahue, owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care in Madison. She's her office on Monroe Street in Madison. It's always great to have her come by and talk with you and with me about our pet's health. So, question? We've been zeroing in, I should mention, on CBD oil and its use, and we've had lots of questions in that particular area. We can take other questions as well. Again, 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's go to Michelle in Shawano next. Michelle, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Larry and Dr. Donahue. Thank you so much for taking my call. We have a 5-year-old wire hair pointing griffon who was recently diagnosed with cardiomyopathy, and she's on a couple of different meds, and two of the things she's on is a taurine and a carnitine supplement amino acid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if CBD oil would be beneficial for her with this current condition.
Well, it's tough to say if it would specifically help with that condition. Certainly it will help with the immune system and inflammation in the body and could be of benefit that way. But I'm not sure if there are any specific studies using CBD oil for cardiomyopathy itself. But it remains to be seen. It certainly could have a beneficial effect. I will say there are a couple of herbals that I use in addition to the taurine and the L-carnitine for animals that do have heart disease or heart issues. And another one that I might think about adding in would be coenzyme Q10. Are you doing anything like that at the moment?
No. This has been real recent. Like I said, we just found out about 10 days ago. So
Okay.
We're trying to see if these meds are working or not.
Yeah.
Coenzyme, you said?
It is called coenzyme Q10. CoQ10. It's a really common one that a lot of people take, but it's very beneficial for dogs and cats that have any heart issues as well. And the other herbal that I would think about adding in is called hawthorn. And hawthorn is specific for cardiac function, so really helps to support the heart muscle itself. There is a supplement that I really like, and it's by the company Thorn, and it's called BioCardio. And it has the CoQ10, it has the hawthorn in, it has vitamin E. It also has fish oils, all really great supplements that help support the heart. So that might be the next thing that I would think about adding in. Certainly the CBD oil is not going to do any harm, and it could be beneficial. I just don't know at this point.
There we go. Thank you, Michelle, for calling. Good luck. Sue in Door County, it's your turn. Hi, Sue.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We have a 13-year-old dog that is chewing on the bottom pads of her feet. And I have taken her to the vet. The vet doesn't say anything on the pads or in between the pads. Mm. And I'm just wondering if I myself am using it for rotator cuff surgery, and it's great, cream. I'm wondering if a cream on her feet or if she would lick it, if she ingests the oil, if that might take her mind off of it. Because they also said it's kind of like an ODC kind of, nervousness.
Yeah.
She used to chew her leg up, and now she's chewing the bottom of her foot.
Oh, boy. That is tough. And I think I would say doing the oil orally, because like you mentioned, if you do put anything like a cream on her feet, she'll probably just lick it off, unless you, also do something like a cone collar and all of that to prevent her from licking her feet. But I think I would just do it orally, just do the oil and give that to her directly, and then that would have a, hopefully an effect on any anxiety. If it is kind of an allergy issue tied in with that, where what she's walking on outside or inside might be irritating to her feet, that could also help that way.
There you go, Sue. And you would squirt that in her mouth?
I would do the oil directly in the mouth, yes.
Okay, there we go. Take another call now. Heather in Hewitt, it's your turn. Hi, Heather.
Hi. I'm not necessarily calling in with a question, but just kind of calling in to attest to using CBD oil with my pets and how much it has improved. I have two cats with cerebellar hypoplasia, and for those that don't know, that's kind of like cerebral palsy, basically, in cats. And our one kitty ended up starting to have seizures just before her first birthday, and she was put on phenobarbital, and we started her out with the lowest therapeutic dosage. And because she already has a pretty wobbly gait, she started walking a little bit more wobbly and then was very tired all the time. Mm. We actually use, as a family, we've been using CBD oil just for sleep and for chronic pain dysfunctions that we might have. So the line that we use actually makes pet CBD oil. We use HempWorks, and we started trying her with that, and it's 250 milligrams, and we do 2 drops in the morning and 2 drops at night. And within 2 weeks of starting that, her eyes just brightened up. Her walking is back to where her typical normally wobbly gait. But she wants to play so much more. She's so much more interactive. And her sleeping patterns are more relevant to what a typical cat would be sleeping, not the excessive sleeping that we were seeing. We have not taken her off of the phenobarbital, but she still remains on the lowest therapeutic dose. We have not had to increase it. Before we started the CBD oil, we were kind of thinking she continued to have seizures. We were thinking we would have to increase the phenobarbital, and now we don't have to. She has not had a seizure. We started her 2 months ago, And her last seizure happened when we had just started her, and we have had no seizure activity since then. So it's been absolutely wonderful for her. I love my CH kitties, and I have a kitten as well. And she was having like an allergic skin reaction, and we're thinking maybe she'd gotten ringworm possibly from where her foster home was before we adopted her. And so we were treating that, and we wonder if she didn't have an allergic reaction to the medication, because then she had bumps on her neck and was itching, and we just could not figure out what this was, and we tried antibiotics. Again, with her, we started her with the pet CBD oil, and slowly but surely, that skin irritation, whatever it was, has gone away now.
Mm. Oh, lots of good positive results there, Dr.
Yes.
Carey.
I am so happy to hear that. It just, you know, it's wonderful to hear the stories from pet owners about the changes that they see in their pets. And a lot of times it's not just one thing. It's not just, oh, it helps with the seizures, but she feels better in general. She's more active. She's not sleeping as much. All of those things are positive. So, you know, it just goes to show that the CBD oil can have a benefit on many different systems in the body. And you know, what I think is the most wonderful thing is it's all natural. Yeah. It's all natural. And I really think that maybe CBD oil is opening the doors for pet, not only pet owners, but the veterinary community to kind of see the benefit of using some natural products and how they really work. There was a study that was done at Cornell University recently on dogs that had arthritis.
Oh, and osteoarthritis,
using, yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, an 8-week study, I believe, and they did a placebo oil and they did CBD oil, and they saw significant differences in the pain levels of those dogs that had arthritis, but also in activity level and just overall engagement with their owners. And you know, and if you can say happiness overall, it really seems to do that for pets. So wonderful to hear.
And thanks again, Heather. And by the way, you can join in. Open lines get you on really quickly here as we talk your pet's health with our guest today, Dr. Carey Donahue. Numbers 1-800-642-1234. Give a call with your questions or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We can handle you pretty quickly here. Just to go along with what you were talking about with that particular study from Cornell, what do you think scientists need to do now to sort of the next stage of research regarding CBD oil?
Mm-hmm. There are so many different ways that that could go. I think it's important to, if they could do a study on cats, you know, see the effect of CBD oil on cats, and certainly trying to use CBD oil for different conditions. And studies are in the works to study how CBD oil affects behavior, using it for different behavioral issues, anxiety, the allergies, the seizures, epilepsy. All of those studies are in the works. And so everything is headed in that direction to get more information on how it can be used. And again, dosing information is important, you know, more mm-hmm. specific dosages for animals. So mm-hmm.
you wonder how these are being funded, these, you know.
But, you know, that is a good question, and I am not sure exactly who's funding them.
For example, who Cornell got to fund for them.
Right, yeah, yeah. Because that's a problem with research studies for a lot of herbal and supplements and kind of like the alternative medicine is there is not funding for the research studies, so a lot of you know, experiences and usage of the herbs is based on anecdotal evidence and you know, so you do the best that you can with what you have available.
Dr. Carey Donahue, our guest, and we'll take another call here. Let's go to Carol in Madison next. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I have a question. I have a dog who is 10 and a half years old. He's a Shih Tzu Maltese, and we have been treating him for allergies for a few years now. He gets, you know, the goopy eyes and the itchies and And he's been on the Apoquil, and he's now they've got a shot that he's been getting the injections for and eye drops. And none of it seems to be doing much, helping him very well. And I was wondering if she might have some suggestions to help my dog get some relief.
Mm-hmm. It's a difficult problem, especially if they're not responding to those powerful medications that usually make a difference, like the Apoquil, and you had mentioned the injection, which is called Cytopoint. So do you know if you are dealing with an environmental allergy versus a food allergy? Do you know exactly what might be the trigger?
I'm not sure exactly what the trigger is, but I am leaning more towards environmental. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, I live in rental property, and you know, I mean, we walk out the door in the morning for him to go outside, and the first thing he does when we get out in the hallway is he starts sneezing. So I have a hunch that it's environmental, which there's not an awful lot that I can do about it this time.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I know that's difficult. My typical approach is, because we know in any allergy issue that the immune system is not responding appropriately to something in the environment, or in the case of a food allergy or sensitivity, not responding appropriately to something in the food. So what can we do to really help support the immune system? If you think about it, 80% of the cells that make up the immune system are in the GI tract. So even if we're not dealing with a food allergy, I always think it's important to take a look at the food, add in something like probiotics and digestive enzymes, which help to really support the GI tract and thereby support the immune system. So that might be something to do if you're not doing that already. Can I ask what kind of food you're feeding?
You can, and it'll take me about 10 seconds. I get it from the vet, and I normally can think of it right off the hand, but I've got to tell you, I can't think very straight right now. So,
that's okay. Yeah, no, and just kind
prom.
Of, yeah.
Prom, did you say?
Prom, yeah.
Proms, okay. And that's good. Proms, typically, their foods are grain-free, so I think I mentioned before, grain-free is always important with any sort of allergy or inflammation issue. So that's good. Adding in the probiotics, I would also add in an herbal detoxifier. I always think this is important too, to just kind of help to flesh out their systems. And when I say herbal detox, there are a couple of specific herbals. Milk thistle is one. Dandelion is another. Alfalfa, red clover, licorice. Any of those can be used to help sort of detoxify the system. So that may also be helpful. And then thinking about natural alternatives for the allergy specifically, there is a supplement called quercetin, and that is kind of seen as a natural antihistamine. So that can be used in place of something like Benadryl or Claritin. You can always try those, or you can try the quercetin, which is a natural alternative.
How's that spelled? Do you?
Quercetin is Quercetin.
All right.
Quercetin. And typically you find that at health food stores for humans.
Okay.
I don't know a pet-specific product. I just say, you know, go to Whole Foods or community pharmacy, get quercetin, and then kind of take down the dosage for humans and give that to your pet.
Something else to try, Carol. Thank you so much for calling. And we'll turn to Bill in Eau Claire next. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We have a 5-year-old lab that is having seizures, and it's just too young to put him on, you know, a medication type mm-hmm. thing. And we use CBD ourselves. And is there a source for dosage? I know you had mentioned something about 5 milligrams per kilogram of dog.
Mm-hmm.
Put
right.
that in U.S. doses or something, or... Is what we take, we get it from a shop in Black River Falls. Do you recommend the pet version, or what do you recommend?
Yeah, do you know if they have a pet-specific version that you would be able to get?
I could sure find out.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that might be what I would recommend. Although, with a yellow lab, probably, what, maybe 60 or 70 pounds?
Yeah, he's about 70.
Okay.
Try to keep him at 70. Don't want him to get too fat.
Right, I know, that's important. You might be able to, since you do have the CBD oil at home for yourself, you might be able to just cut the human dosage in half, the recommended human dosage, and try that just to see how your dog might respond to it. And then the next step would be looking for a more pet-specific version. But all of the companies that I use and know have dosages on the bottles themselves. And you might find different concentrations, like 10 milligrams per milliliter, 20, 40 milligrams per milliliter. So they do come in different concentrations. You'd be looking at probably getting a higher concentration so that you could give less and that the bottle would last you longer.
Okay. Bill, I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate it. And let's go to Cheryl in Wauwatosa. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I turned in late, and so I'm not sure how much you addressed the CBD oil with anxiety impacts. I have a 12-year-old mixed breed, just kind of a mutt. She's in really good physical health, but we've seen an increase in her anxiety level, usually at nighttime. And she kind of stands and, you know, looks around. She puts her ears back. She gets like scared. She's always been very afraid of thunderstorms and loud noises. But when that's not going on, typically she was pretty good. And now as she's gotten older, you know, she won't go outside at night except, you know, just, we used to be able to like take her for a walk when it was dark. Now she absolutely won't go. And just, she kind of roams around the house and just kind of, I don't know, seems just very anxious. She will go down the basement and sleep eventually, but sometimes, you know, if I have to get up in the night, I'll see her. She'll just be kind of like standing in the living room.
And how old? How old is she?
She's about 12.
Okay.
So she's getting up there.
Yeah, and that's something that I do see where anxiety issues get more and more pronounced as animals get older, and it could be tied into the fact that some of their senses are diminishing. They can't see as well, they can't hear as well, so they tend to get a little bit more frightened, especially in the evenings and nighttime. So I absolutely think CBD oil would be a perfect thing to add in. And if you wanted to, you could just start with one dose in the evening. You know, maybe 5 or 6 o'clock after she's had dinner, give a dose of the CBD oil and see if that helps in the evening and overnight.
And do you have a brand that you recommend for pets?
Yeah, I would probably go with that brand that I mentioned, WAYB, which is W-A-A-Y-B. Now, that one, I believe you do have to get through a veterinarian, and I have that at my clinic. Another brand that I believe you can get over-the-counter is called Canapet. That's one that I've been using for years and years. So you can go to their website and order directly from them.
Great. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much. We're going to try that, and I hope that I get some good results, because it sounds like what you've been saying, there's a lot of good things that you can do with that. So
Yes. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Dr. Carey, I asked you for your website earlier, but why don't you give that again?
It is fullcirclepet.com.
And on that website, you have lots of information.
I put a lot of information about what I do, kind of my approach to animal wellness. You can make appointments online. You can submit questions to me directly online. I also have an email, info@fullcirclepet.com, that if anybody is listening and they have, you know, kind of like a follow-up question or anything else about CBD, feel free to contact me that way.
Carey, thanks so much for being with us. Look forward to your next visit. Thank you. Dr. Carey Donahue owns and is the founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care in Madison. She's on, her office is on Monroe Street. And thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store.